Well, what is up, everybody? It's been a while since I actually recorded one of these, partially because I've kind of been out of the public education teaching game. But yeah, welcome back to a short. It is currently 12:14 a.m. September 11th, and I gotta be up at 6 a.m. to get ready to go to work. It's okay. I mean, I'll chug some pumpkin spice coffee or something in the morning and I'll be fine, I hope. And if I'm not, we'll get through the day because it'll be a good one. But I guess, like I said, it's been a long time since I've actually like recorded an episode, and that is because I recently finished graduate school. So the past 2 years I've been at the University of Utah working on my master's degree in instrumental performance. I was studying percussion, and that's a whole another episode in itself. But I decided to when I was there, I recorded one podcast episode, and truly there was a lot of great educators that I wish I had recorded more episodes with. But unfortunately, I didn't want to take time away from my studies in instrumental performance. So I kind of shelved the podcast shorts and all that stuff for a little while, because I just thought it was more important to focus on my studies and put my time and effort into percussion and studying that while I was there. But like I said, that's a conversation for another time. Right now, I am currently working as an elementary music teacher again. So it's almost like I'm back where I started 2 years ago. And, you know, coming back to elementary school has been kind of a big change. Kind of not really. It's really just getting in the swing of things, man. Truthfully, I have been drugged up as much as I can be as far as taking allergy medicine and all that stuff, not actual drugs. Please don't do drugs. Drugs aren't good for you. But allergy medicine, they really do help you out a lot, especially working in at public school with kids. I'm kind of sniffly right now because, well, I hope I don't really have a cold, but I've been pretty good about my medication. But I've been having the sniffles a little bit, but you know, kids and germs and a lot of coughing and sneezing. And working as an enhancement teacher, you see every single kid in the building, which has been pretty wild. But aside from that, you know, the like seeing every single kid, you encounter every single sickness, every single problem, like everything just kind of comes through your room. So me, like I said, I've been drugged up on allergy medication and, you know, taking Dayquil and just kind of being, you know, alert and trying to stay ahead of the curve so I'm not, you know, having to miss days because I'm out sick. But that's been like what I've been up to recently, kind of getting back into the swing of the school year too. This is my first time actually starting out at the beginning of the school year, which starting out the school year is a lot different than coming in the middle of the school year, because my first job, I started working halfway through the school year. The kids already had a groove and they already kind of knew how school worked. And, you know, so whenever they came to music, it was just like, okay, it's a new teacher. Now it's a new teacher and it's also a new year. So the biggest thing that I found is you gotta have your rules and procedures in order. Oh my goodness. Oh man. There were some times where I would forget like a procedure or something, and so I would take a moment to go and figure out what I wrote down so I could stay consistent in it. Because if you are not consistent in your procedures, those kids will get you. They're gonna test every single one of your procedures, and I've been figuring that out. Like, I've been figuring that out. It like every single day, they're gonna test it and see what. They're going to be like, is he going to stick to this? How much can I get away with? And you just got to be like, no, you got to stick to it, friend. Stick to it. No matter how much you want to let it slide, you can't. So yeah, starting out the school year has been interesting. And also, like, I haven't, this has been bad, but truthfully, my sleeping habits have been terrible. I mean, absolutely, absolutely terrible. I mean, I've, you know, I get home around like 4:30, not 4:30, oh, I wish. I get home around like 5:15. And then the first thing I'll do normally is just sit on the couch. And unintentionally, I just fall asleep. So I'm just asleep on the couch for like 3-4 hours. I wake up at like 9 p.m., maybe 8:30. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't eat dinner. So then I'll go, you know, kind of mindless, not mindlessly, but just like, you know, half asleep. Feels like I'm sleepwalking, just walk into the kitchen, make me whatever in the cabinet. Then out of nowhere, I'll just, I'll eat something, and then I'll go back on the couch, and then I'll unintentionally fall asleep again. And then when I wake up, it's 2 a.m. I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't shower. So then I still won't shower some nights. I'll just fall asleep again on the couch, and then I'll wake up at 6, and I'm like, okay, I got to take the shower now. But it's week 3 now, and although it's 12:20 a.m., and I probably should be in the bed, I will make sure that I go take a shower before bed, because I really want to get in that routine. And you kind of gotta get the day off of you before you go to sleep, you know. So, you know, just getting back in the swing of things, trying to do my best to get more sleep. And also, like I said, reason I've been drugged up is because I forgot how much kids just love to cough outwardly. And then on top of that, it's like they'll cough into their hands, and then they just want to touch all over you and hug you. It's like, no, I don't want to get sick. I actually like being able to breathe out of my nose. And it's like, it's like they don't even realize what they're doing exactly, because it's, they'll just cough, and then they'll just stare at you, and then they'll just come hug you, and then they got to say the most random thing. Like the other day, there was a class I had, and a little girl, I was up front teaching, and everyone's coughing, and I'm like, oh no, hey guys, remember to cover your mouth, I have to remind them. But a little girl, she just stands up, and she runs up to me, and she grabs my shirt, and she said, Mr. Jackson. I was like, yes, ma'am. She said, my lips are crusty. Had nothing to do with what I was talking about. I don't even know what I was talking about, because that caught me completely off guard. But I just said, please go sit down. And she said, okay. And then just walked back. But I guess she just needed me to know that her lips were crusty. And, you know, sometimes you just need to tell somebody that your lips are crusty, I guess. But either way, I guess you just want to make sure that, I guess she just really needed to tell me that. But anyway, that's how life is going for me right now. I'm back, getting back in the swing of things. And one of my biggest goals is just to kind of slowly get back into the shorts. I really want to make sure that I get more guests going. But honestly, right now, I kind of like doing the shorts a little bit more. They're a bit more fun. And there's a lot of different stories about things that's going on in the classroom and what's happening. So I think I'm going to stick with the shorts for a little while. And then eventually I'll get some more guests that I get to interview and talk about certain things with. But yeah. Anyway, planning to have many more shorts coming your way. So I will chat with you guys later. Bye.